It's time to enter the doghouse. Call 866-485-9867 to get your bark on.
Really rather not have any more questions about, is it okay to lose this game? It's never okay to lose a game.
You go find them, you throw your arms around them, you give them a big kiss on the mouth if you're a girl.
I am the champ that runs the camp. Showtime! Woo!
Live from the Big Dog Production Studios, here's Tom Abraham.
And I am a certified G and a bona fide stud, and you can't teach that.
I guess I'm on here. Am I on? Can somebody respond?
You know what day it is?
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is?
I know what day it is. Hump day.
Huh?
Hump day.
Anybody?
Hump, Mike.
What day is it, Mike?
Hump day.
Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
David Hump Boy.
Yes, it is hump day in the doghouse. It's a four-hour fun ride. That's right. We got plenty of ground to cover today for sure. Auburn's second-half woes continuing last night. They gave up 64 points in the second half to Florida after being tied at 50 at the break. The scary part is this. The 64 second-half points for Auburn is like right on their season average for second-half points allowed. The 114 points allowed was the most in 23 years. And Bruce Pearl is it totally at a loss. I mean, he has no idea why. I mean, he's like, I don't know. I mean, the guy's going to pull whatever hair he's got left out. He can't explain it. Kentucky showed Tennessee who their daddy is as well last night, avenging the loss from a couple of weeks ago in a big way, 83-58 win. Former Alabama coach Mark Godfrey says he's just preparing for UNC in the Tar Heels. But apparently he's on his way out at NC State. I mean, maybe. I mean, it's not like it's his call. He doesn't know. He's not sure. It may happen. Mel Kiper has rolled out his second mock draft of the mock draft season. You got to wonder how these guys do this. You know what I mean? Are they getting more intel from teams as time goes on that they change this? I mean, what has happened in the last 3 or 4 weeks? They change it. Do they like have a plan? Okay, I'm going to put this guy here, and then next week I'll put that guy there, and then next week we're 2 weeks away from the combine. And then we get all the pro days. So maybe I can see some movement there, you know, where somebody looks really good or somebody says something stupid or, you know, maybe some coaches or GMs are saying something to these guys. But you know what? It doesn't matter. Because I got to admit, man, I am a draft junkie. I love these things from both the pro and college standpoint. It's like the perfect intersection of college football and pro football because it's like, okay, who are the pro teams going to take and where are the guys from my favorite colleges going? You know, that kind of stuff. It's just high level. I think it's time to bring back Mock Monday in the doghouse. That's right. Oh, wait a minute. It's Wednesday. Well, you know what? I'm still going to do it today. We'll bring back Mock Monday starting Monday, where we'll take a look at all the mock drafts every Monday leading up to the draft. But I'm going to start Mock Monday today. I just, you know, I love the mock drafts. I love the draft. It's my favorite off-season thing. And, you know, as a Browns fan, the off-season starts in, you know, October for me. But, no, it's my favorite off-season thing is the NFL draft. More so than anything else that goes on postseason. It's the NFL draft. Love it. It's good stuff. I might even like it better than SEC Media Days, maybe. It's just a lot of talk leading up to it. Because SEC Media Day is just a convention. So, you know, I mean, it's a blast. But I love the drafts. You know what I should bring back? I should bring back our DFL draft, our mock draft show. That's what I ought to do. I may do that. Yeah, I'm gonna work on that. If you guys want it, I'll work on it. And I know you guys want it because everybody always says, oh, yeah, I want that. If you guys want it, I'll bring it back. Anyway, I'm going to look at them today. I've got Mel Kiper's and Pete Prisco's from CBS Sports loaded up. A coach in Louisiana has his shorts in a knot over Alabama. And now he does not let Tide coaches on campus. And apparently this goes back like 4 years to the recruitment of Brandon Harris. Oh, you're going to love this guy. I mean, kidding me. All right, coming up on the show today, we may or may not be talking with Anson Wainwright from Ring Magazine to talk a little fight game. Deontay Wilder, of course, defending his WBC heavyweight belt next Saturday in Birmingham, you know, the Saturday after this one. And how close are we really, to really getting this Floyd Mayweather in the ring with Conor McGregor? Is that going to happen or not before Floyd's, you know, 45 years old or what? He's 39 now. Conor McGregor's 28. What would happen? Because I got to believe that money boxes this kid's head in. I would think. But he doesn't knock anybody out. Would he knock McGregor out? Probably not. Kid's got a block of cement for a head, McGregor. I don't know if he knocks him out, but I don't know how McGregor gets a hand on Mayweather. Just pure boxing skills. McGregor has gotten himself a boxing license for Nevada, though. Top of the three, we will check in on the Chicago Bears and their offseason plans with Patrick Finley of the Chicago Sun-Times. Then Bo Estes from NBA TV and NBA.com is in with an NBA update. In the four, Brian McPherson of the Providence Journal will join us as we continue our spring training previews. We'll take a look at the Red Sox and the AL East with him and get his thoughts on whether or not this will be a romp for the Red Sox. Every time the Red Sox are picked, you know, to go to the World Series, they have a terrible, they miss the playoffs. Have you noticed that? It's like when you don't pick the Red Sox, then they have a good season. But if you pick the, right now the Red Sox are like even money with the Cubs to win the World Series, which means they're probably going to have a terrible year. And then Andrew Bone from TideSports.com is in on this story coming out of Louisiana. And we'll get the latest on the, deal with the offensive coordinator coaching search there at Alabama. If you got an idea what you want to contribute to the show, we invite you to get in toll free 866-485-9867. That's your phone number. We got a digital doghouse for you as well. That's our Twitter feed at Tom Abraham Show. You can throw us a follow there. We got Facebook fan page. Throw us a like at Facebook.com/Tom Abraham Show. We got the text window. This is for texting, 7329-TA-SHOW, at 732-982-7469. Got your doghouse inbox as well, tom@tomabraham.com. Don't forget to follow the ump at ump sports. Facebook.com/ump sports. And the website, umpsports.com, where this Friday morning, Lawler's barbecue, man. That's strong. Lawler's is strong barbecue. Like those guys a lot at Lawler's. Big fans of Lawler's barbecue. There's no question about that. All right. And by the way, I didn't yesterday announce the winner of the Friday trifecta from last week. We had that big tie that I had to break, and I will announce that here coming up shortly, and we'll get that information out there as well. Man behind the curtain pushing about spinning the tunes, answering the phones. Keeping us on the air for the most part. Knock on wood. We haven't had a technical issue in a long time. Jeez, why did I say that? Other than yesterday with Smokey being on the wrong link. He's right there in our palatial ump studios. A rose, by any other name, still a rose scholar. He's mysterious. He's mystical. He's magical. He's
ball for life.
He's Smokey McGrath.
Do you know who I am?
What is your name?
protect the
It doesn't matter what your name is.
Who in the blue hell are you?
I'm the producer of this show. If I didn't step up, you're nowhere. I put this thing together out of spit and polish.
You know, when you're arrogant, makes you complacent, and creates a blatant disregard for doing things right.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
I just can't take it anymore.
I could use a good ass kick, and I'll be very honest with you.
Get out of here, Smokey!
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
Dead on, balls, accurate.
I'm on jacked up on Mountain Dew!
I mean, that guy sounds like L. McPherson farting into Miles Davis' trumpet.
I'm gonna kick you right in the groin, Mike.
You don't ever say that to me, bullcrap!
Say hello to my little friend!
Welcome.
Hey, 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 Smokey Mike! How you doing today?
Big Dog, I'm doing quite all right here on this hump day in the doghouse. I'm just baffled by looking outside and seeing all these scenes outside of your onions growing. Grass is starting to grow now.
My grass is
starting to grow, and it's like, I need to cut this weekend. What the heck is wrong?
My onions are always growing. I've cut once already this winter, and I will be cutting this weekend as well. But my problem is that I told you this before, I top seeded with rye. With that perennial rye, is it annual? Which is the one that has a one-trick pony and then it dies off? Is it the perennial or the annual?
I'm pretty sure perennial,
perennial, right? Annual would mean it comes back every year. You're in that business. You should know this. You're going to have to know this.
I know the flowers are perennials, so that's a one-time thing. So you
one-time deal. Yeah. Okay, so the grass, the rye, when you oversee with the rye, from what I understand, that's perennial too. So, I have the greenest yard in the neighborhood. I do. I got this wonderful green yard because everybody's got, Bermuda, and I have Bermuda too, but it's dormant. So I overseeded with the perennial, and I'm like, hey, look, every time I walk the dog, I'm like, look, we got the greenest yard in the neighborhood. And I'm like, damn, I got to cut the grass.
You're that type of guy,
aren't
you?
I'm that guy. Like, oh, I'm that guy.
You're like, oh, look at this.
I'm that guy.
Look at this lush lawn that I have around my house.
Yeah. No, we go out the back of the house. Out into the alley and walk the dog that way. And then we go down and then we make a left in front of the Templeton house, which is the, you know, John Templeton, the Templeton funds, Templeton, financial, you know, the golf tournament they had,
yeah,
the
I've
Templeton, you know, yeah, Templeton funds, right? Anyway, his original house is two houses over from mine. So we turn at his house and then we turn in front of the senator's house and then we come down our street. And as we're going by our house, I'll say to my, like, if one of the rocking chairs, we got four rocking chairs on the porch and a swing and a little chase and a little table and chair. So if one of the rocking chairs is out of order, I'll stop and I'll send the junkyard babe out of the, hey, go fix that chair's the chair's twisted a little bit. Go fix that chair a little bit. You know, you don't know who's driving by. You know what I mean? We want to make sure that thing is right. So, yeah, I'm that guy. And so I got to have the green grass. And now I got to, because of the green. But I'll tell you right now, I haven't looked at the extended forecast right now. But that's on this Saturday's agenda is cutting. And then I got to go around and kind of cut everything back. I already cut the monkey grass back, you know. But I got to cut the rest of the stuff, the hydrangeas. And the rest of the stuff's got to get cut back because that stuff's starting to come in. And those daffodils are all over the place. Have you noticed that? The daffodils are coming through like crazy. They're in bloom now. My wife's got them. Already, she's already picked some daffodils and has them in the kitchen already. It's crazy.
Man. Oh, my goodness. Yes, it is insane right now, Big Dog.
It's insane. It is. It's absolutely insane. So, would you do anything good for the Valentine's night or what?
I caught up on SmackDown, to be honest with you. I watched SmackDown and it was a pretty good
night. It sounds like illegal. You know what I mean? It's like, what'd you do on Valentine's Day? SmackDown. Oh gosh. Did you spend the night in jail? You know what I mean? It sounds like domestic abuse or something. Well, SmackDown. I mean, you know.
It was just like, you know, nothing else really on the TV right now that piques my interest. So I caught into the triple threat match between Styles, Cena, and Bray Wyatt. And nice little interesting storyline going on with Randy Orton and Bray Wyatt now. So, it's making WrestleMania far more intriguing.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I had a good night last night, you know, being that it was, Valentine's Day. You never know what's going to happen on Valentine's night, you know.
Oh,
I mean.
No. Oh baby.
No. At my age, I'm like Gina Master. I'm now on the coupon system. I get like a coupon book. Each year at Christmas.
Coupon book.
I get a coupon book.
I'm cashing in right now.
It's got like 30 coupons in there. That's it. And I've used like 18 of them already, and it's only February. You know what I mean?
Woo!
So I get like the coupons, and you know, I tell you, I'll be honest with you, Smokey. You get to a certain age, you know, it takes a little while to reload. You know what I mean? I mean, it's not something that, you know, it's not like any old days.
Oh my goodness gracious!
Well, maybe not. You know, I'm just saying, it's not like the old days. You know what I mean? It's not like you're out there, you know, like college days where, you know, morning, noon, and night. It's you know, about 3-4 days of reload.
Well, wait a minute. Granted, you're 55, I'm 31, but I don't feel, I mean, I'm like, I've been trying to do some things like I did in college, and it's like, yeah, no, it ain't happening. It ain't happening. I'm breaking down already. Come on.
Yeah. We had a fun weekend, and I mistimed everything. I thought to myself, oh, wait a minute. It's Valentine's on Tuesday. I needed to kind of lay off like from last Friday to, you know, store up for Valentine's on Tuesday. So Valentine's Day comes on Tuesday, and I'm like, I'm no good anyway. I won't be good till like tomorrow night. So, I'm like, just hang in there, babe.
You know, just, oh my gosh.
Give me a little time and I'll get back in my little bathtub. You know how you got the two little bathtubs next to each other, right? You know, we'd be in the bathtub pretty soon.
Oh my God. Where the hell are we going?
We're gone. Rick and North Fort Myers just hit your Twitter. You always have large onions. Yeah, well, you know, that's a whole other issue, so.
We've lost the show at 2:16. I think that's a record.
2:16. I'm about to get jerked off the air at 2:16 in the afternoon. I'm already going to get taken off the air. All right. Tell me something that we don't know. I mean, give me some new news. Educate me. Give me a little something from the pages of the Rose Scholar. What do you got?
Well, we got a little piece of history going on tonight in the world of Puck, Big Dog.
Ooh, we got Puck history tonight?
Puck history, which I think this was right up your alley since it's talking about old people playing in the NHL. As Jaromír Jágr will become the third skater to compete in an NHL game at the age of 45 or older. Who are the other two that played in the NHL that were 45 or older?
Gordie Howe and Chris Chelios.
Boom.
Boom is right. I mean, that's right there. Oh, wait a minute. That wasn't the one. That's a lot. Those guys played a long time. I mean,
we're talking about 25 years.
It was.
And they both are Hall of Famers as well.
They are. They played a long time.
That's a long time.
It was a long time. It's like 25 years.
That's a quarter of a century.
It's a quarter, at least. Gordie Howe might have played longer than 25 years.
I think he did. Didn't he play till like in his 60s with the Birmingham Bulls?
He came back and took a shift. Was it the Bulls?
I know he played for the Bulls when the WHA was out.
No, that would have been before. He came back someplace and took a shift somewhere in the minors or something, I think. I don't know. He might have been 70. I mean, they did something so that he would play in something like 4 decades or, you know, he like took a shift in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. I think that's what it was, something like that, where the old boy took a shift in like 4 different decades. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but it was some kind of thing like that. Ray Dog says 18 minutes in and it's off the rails. # big onions. Good job by you, Ray Dog. All right. For the first time in several years, Smokey, we may actually see a reduction in the ejections for targeting in college football. I want to get to that story. We'll hit that. Roddy White. Have you heard this story? Roddy White is pissed off at Kyle Shanahan for, quote, ruining the dreams of a city, close quote. You know, the $40,000 that he had on the Falcons plus 3.5 might have had something to do with it as well. I'm not sure. I'm just going to say that might have had something to do with it. I don't know. Tiger Woods' story gets sadder and sadder. Today he withdrew from the press conference at the Genesis Open at Riviera. As bad as that is, this is a tournament that benefits the Tiger Woods Foundation. Apparently, T-Dub is confined to a prone position with these back spasms that have derailed his career. This is the guy in 2009 that walked 90 holes on a broken leg at Torrey Pines and won the U.S. Open on a Monday. Now he can't get out of bed to get to the club for a presser. Sad story. It's terrible. Tommy Tuberville is writing a column now for 24/7 Sports, the Auburn site, naturally, at 24/7 Sports. And he wrote a piece on the role of recruiting. We'll get to that. And don't look now, but it doesn't look like we're going to get to see the sideline or coaching box technology in college football like they have in the NFL or even in high school football. Smokey, I'm not sure. Are they allowed to, do they have monitors in the press box upstairs? I'm drawing a blank on it. We didn't, but that was, you know, I haven't coached since 97. Do they have, or 96. Do they have monitors? Can they look at a monitor? I don't know that they do. I know that sometimes they can see the monitor in the boxes that are near them, because I know, like, when I was in the broadcast monitor or broadcast booth at MTSU, when you're in a broadcast booth, you can see into the coach's booth pretty clearly. And they could look over their shoulder and see, like, the monitor that is in our booth. I'm trying to think, at Alabama, the coaches, let's see, who's right? You've got the press box, and then you got the radio broadcast booth, and then you got the coaches booth. I wonder if they have monitors that they can at least look at, you know, just see the broadcast deal. But in any event, this might not be a bad thing. I want to get to that story as well. All right, phone lines are open. We may or may not hear from Anson Wainwright. If we don't, we're going with open lines when we come back. And I'll share with you, first up, is the story of this coach in Louisiana who does not allow Alabama on his campus anymore. And I'll tell you why. It's the Tom Abraham Show. We're off and running right here on a Mock Monday on a Wednesday and a hump day in the doghouse at 730, 1039, yeah.
730 and 1039, the ump. More sports.
From the University of Alabama, this is Crimson Tide Today. It's a daily update on Bama sports, and it's brought to you by Dex Imaging, the official copier and printer provider for Alabama athletics. Hello, everybody. I'm Chris Stewart in Columbia, Missouri, where the Alabama Crimson Tide will take on the Missouri Tigers tonight. Tip-off time set for 7:30 from Mizzou Arena. Crimson Tide coming in with a 14-10 overall record. Alabama's 7-5 in SEC play. The Tigers are only 7-17 on the year in just 2-10 in the SEC, but those two wins have come in their last three ball games. The game will be televised by the SEC Network, but pregame coverage on the Crimson Tide Sports Network will begin at 6:30. It's the second meeting between the two teams this season. Alabama winning 68-56 over the Tigers January 28th in Tuscaloosa. On that night, Avery Johnson Jr. and Riley Norris led the way with 13 points each in the victory. I'll have more in a moment.
There's no substitute for hard work. The Crimson Tide has built 26 SEC championships and 16 national championships on hard work. Well, at Dex Imaging, they know the meaning of hard work because you don't become the best in the office equipment business without it. So if you need a copier and printer company that understands hard work, quality, dependability, and customer service, then give Dex Imaging a call. To learn more, go to DexImaging.com. Dex Imaging, the official copier and printer provider of Alabama Athletics.
Coach Patrick Murphy's Alabama softball team, ranked as high as fourth in America this week, opens up the home portion of its schedule tonight. The Crimson Tide, at 5-0 on the year, plays host to a 5-0 South Alabama squad. First pitch at Rhodes Stadium is set for 5 o'clock. That's your Bama update. Crimson Tide Today, brought to you by Dex Imaging, is a production of the Crimson Tide Sports Network.
March Madness. It's a time when the best of the best come out to play.
and you can experience that same level of performance at your local Infiniti retailer. Starting with the turbocharged Infiniti Q50 sedan, with impressive technology like available predictive forward collision warning and direct adaptive steering. And the Infiniti QX60 crossover is definitely up for the challenge, easily seating 7, so you can bring the whole team. Or experience true power in the full-size Infiniti QX80 with its V8 engine and luxurious interior. It's that time of year again. Time for the best of the best. Visit Smith Infiniti of Huntsville today and lease the Q50 for $339 a month for 39 months. $24.99 initial payment, tax, title, license, and options extra. Call 1-800-862-0406 for details. Offer ends 2/28/17. Infiniti is an official partner of NCAA Men's Basketball. NCAA and March Madness are registered trademarks of the National Collegiate Athletic Association. Infiniti. Empower the drive.
Variety and price. What else can you say about Alabama's oldest smoke shop, the Humidor Pipe Shop?
I smoke cigars and pipes, both.
Being the oldest shop, they've got brands that have been around a long time, but they also have all the new brands as well.
I've traveled all over the country, and this is as singularly as good a place to buy variety as I've ever found. The prices are significantly better than anybody else around.
The Humidor Pipe Shop, Memorial Parkway Southwest, now open Sundays, noon to 6.
Weather brought to you by Taco Bell. When it comes to dinner, there's nothing harder than choosing between your favorite foods. That's where Taco Bell's Double Stack Tacos come in. With flavor combinations like Cool Habanero, Spicy Sweet, and Nacho Crunch, you can choose not to choose for only a dollar.
The sky becoming mostly sunny this afternoon, the high today 53. Clear and cold tonight with a light freeze likely, the low at 30. For tomorrow and Friday, the sky sunny both days with a gradual warming trend. The high tomorrow 57, Friday's high in the mid-60s at 65. I'm James Spann on Sports Radio 730 and 103.9 The Ump.
The Valley's home for live sports. The Ump.
According to Smokey, Gordie Howe had one shift for the Detroit Vipers in the IHL in the 1997-98 season. So I think that made four decades, right? So was it the 90s? Five decades? 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. Wait a minute. 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s? Six decades? Did Gordie Howe take a shift in six? Shift, I said. Shift. Did Gordie Howe take a shift in six different decades, Smokey?
Well, his original playing career was 46 to 80, and then that one shift in 97-98 for the Detroit Vipers.
40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. He took a shift in six different decades. You got to be kidding me. McKringleberry's like, what's the big deal? I took a shift in eight different decades. Shift is what I said. A shift. Where you go out there for, you know, a couple of minutes in hockey. They call that a shift. For those of you that are great unwashed. Don't, Smokey, you don't even have to mark it and go to the tape. You know exactly what I said. I don't want to stop. Don't even send me. I don't want to see any texts from anybody say, hey, did you hear what you said on the radio? I said shift. That's what I said.
I heard you loud and clear.
Loud and clear. This is amazing, Smokey. We had five guys. We had five guys that had all hit all four elements of the Friday trifecta on Friday. That's amazing. Out of like 25 picks, we had five guys hit the whole enchilada.
Especially when you realize we don't really talk about NBA or college basketball lines during the show.
Well, we had all kinds of crap in there. We had like Westbrook versus this guy and Durant and game, college game, made up lines and everything else. And we had five guys that hit the thing. I mean, I don't know what that says about me as a bookmaker. Maybe that's my problem. Having said that, out of those five guys, two of the guys, Garrett in Huntsville, and let me see who this other guy is. Charles in Decatur. Charles in Decatur. And I don't tell the guys what the other guys are picking, right? Charles in Decatur gave me 78-75 Kansas. The tiebreaker, the double-double dip tiebreaker for those guys was the final score of the Kansas-West Virginia game. So Charles in Decatur gave me 78-75. The final score was 84-80. He's got 78-75. But Garrett in Huntsville gave me 78-74. So they both have 78 on the Kansas side. Kansas had 84. Charles has 75 on a West Virginia side, which is closer to the 80 that West Virginia had. But I think that Garrett's 78-74, a four-point game, four-point win for Kansas, is closer to the score than Charles' 78-75. Don't you agree?
I think we should have an additional tiebreaker due to...
No, we're not doing any more tiebreakers. Gosh, we're almost time for the next Friday trifecta. 78-74 is closer to 84-80 than 78-75. Unless anybody in the doghouse can give me a reason why that's not the case, I'm here to tell you right now, 78-74 is closer than 78-75. Because it was 84-80, so he, you know, four-point win. Now you get the four-point win. That's it. Not that you are worried about it, but perennial means it will come back year after year. Annual lasts one season and dies out. I always get that wrong. Smokey, you can't have that wrong. So annuals are not ones that come back annually. Perennials, what is perennials of? That's a tough word. You know, what's perennial mean? Apparently perennial means year after year. So your aunt, so apparently this rye or whatever it was that I overseeded with is a annual. So I got to do that every year. Perennial is the one that comes back. I always get this wrong. Always. So my wife always said, you know, we're going to have to go out and buy a bunch of annual flowers. She likes these other flowers and so on. It's crazy. Did I completely miss the tiebreaker? Thought it was Canadians versus Bruins. Yeah, and the Bruins won. I don't know who that is. You got to tell me who you are. Can't send me text messages. I don't know who you are. Charles in Decatur. Hey, Big Dog, two things. One, I understand it makes baseball better, particularly the AL East, when both the Red Sox and the Yankees are relevant. But I sure enjoy the years the Red Sox come off the rails and stink when they're expected to be good. Two, while you're talking draft, I was thinking exactly what you ended up mentioning. A DFL draft, get 32 doghouse members to sign up, have them take a team, he'll take the Bills, and do a mock draft. Then you can have a show during it and have an analysis hour. Charles, you have no idea. Apparently Charles wasn't around back in the day when I did the draft show. This is the way the draft show works. Smokey, do you remember my draft shows? You probably don't even remember them.
No, I haven't even listened to a draft show.
All right, this is the way the draft show works, okay? You ready for this? This is fantastic. The way the draft show works is we get 32 people to be GMs for the 32 teams, okay? So what we do is we open it up. On the day that we're going to sign up the GMs, we say, okay, start now. And what I do is I alternate, taking one from the text window, one from a call, one from the, I want the Titans, I want the Browns, I want the Bears, I want, okay, fine. And you get one guy per team. And 32 guys get the teams. Now here's the deal. So we have 32 GMs. Now here's the thing. I get 32 prizes. And the 32 prizes could be a t-shirt, a hat, could be a round of golf someplace, could be a food certificate, whatever. 32 prizes for 32 picks. Now, here's the deal. We put the prizes on the board randomly. We draw the prizes and put them on the board randomly alongside the 32 picks. And then if you get the pick right, your pick right, you get the prize that is associated with that pick. You follow me? Now, this is where it gets really fun. If you get the pick wrong, the next person gets their pick right. They get their prize and your prize. Or the next guy. Or the next guy. Or the next guy. And whoever gets the lowest pick right gets everything that's left on the board. Smokey, one year when DeBrickashaw Ferguson was picked by the New York Jets, he was picked 16th overall in the first round. And that was the last pick that somebody got right, was with the 16th pick, DeBrickashaw Ferguson, right? So he made that pick, and sure enough, they took DeBrickashaw Ferguson with the 16th. And that dude got all of the prizes that were left on the board. He got like $700 worth of prizes.
Ooh.
Because he got everybody else. And that year, we had only like four correct. He got everybody from 16 down, and then he got everybody from 16 up to like 10. The last time somebody got it right before him was 10. So he got like everything, you know? Now, so people want to try and get the first pick because that maybe is the most obvious one. And you don't know. We might draw a $100 gift card someplace. Might be in for the first pick. And you say, you know, Myles Garrett, and you get it right.
So, like, multiple, like, say, if I was the Bears at 3, and yeah. I picked Jonathan Allen out of the University of Alabama, could somebody who says has, like, maybe... let's see, the Titans at 5 or something, could they also pick Jonathan Allen?
No, that's what makes it really tricky. It's a regular draft. And what happens is we do the show live on the Thursday. The draft is Thursday night. So that Thursday afternoon, we do the show live out at a restaurant someplace. We bring the show out to a restaurant someplace. And you have to be there when you make your pick. Okay? You better be there to make your pick. And I have the cards. And I actually go to a podium. I mean, it's a regular NFL draft. It's the NFL mock draft. It's the Doghouse NFL mock draft. And I go to the podium and I say, with the first pick in the 2017 Doghouse NFL mock draft, the Cleveland Browns select Myles Garrett. And then we have audio. We'll have like a 30-second audio vignette. And Myles Garrett had 62 tackles last year for the Texas A&M. And it's, you know, like from Fox or from CBS or wherever we get these vignettes from. And the producer back in the studio plays those things. And he's got to be ready. He has them all loaded up on a hotkey. And I'll say, with the second pick in the 2017 NFL mock draft, the San Francisco 49ers take Mitch Trubisky. And what we do, Smokey, is we'll put it on the thing, like just like, a minute before the pick, I get the card. We give them 1 minute. 1 minute to bring the card up to the desk. So they bring the card up, and then I have guys with me, and we do, one year we had Walter Jones with me. And we do the analysis of the pick. Well, you know, that's a pretty solid pick for blah, 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 blah. And one year, it was Plainsman Preston picking for his beloved Washington Redskins. He was Redskins Preston that day. He picked for the Redskins, and he made this totally off-the-wall, stupid pick. And it screwed up the whole draft. I remember it just screwed everything up on the draft. So, yeah, it's a major undertaking. It involves sponsor. I'm going to do it. Do we want to do it? You guys want to do this? If you guys want to bring back the draft show, we'll do it. 32 people get registered to be 32 GMs. And you got to come down to the location where we're doing the draft show. And you hang out with us there, and we do the draft show, we make the draft picks, and blah, 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 and you win prizes. Johnny's on a cell phone. Johnny, welcome in. How are you?
Bring back the show. It was great. I was I participated at the Baumhauer one. It was cool.
Beautiful. Yeah, that's right. We did it at Baumhauer's. We did it at Baumhauer's. I remember my son was there. We had like the junkyard babe or somebody was marking up the board. We have this big easel with a board up and everything, and we put the pick next to the guy's name and everything. Yeah, that was great.
One thing you could think about, Big Dog, as far as the tiebreaker, the guy that had the total points was 84-80. The guy that went 78-75 is closer to the total points.
I thought about that, but it's also, you know, if you pick a 4-point Kansas win and they win by 4, isn't that better than a 3-point Kansas win, even though you have one more point? 78-74 seems closer to 84-80 than 78-75. But I hear what you're saying.
But if you're going to pick a bet, if you're going to take an over or an under or total point, you know, the guy with a higher point total is going to be closer to the deal.
Well, I had another guy that had it 89. I hear you. I had a guy that had it 89-80, but he had the wrong team winning. You know, I mean, you got to have the right team winning, right?
Yep. So, yeah. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
All right, have a great one.
All right, man, appreciate you. Corey in Huntsville says, I want the Steelers. No, look, it's, wait a minute now. Calm down. When's the draft? April 20-something? April 27th or so, the first day of the draft? The way we do this is we do it like the week before the draft. Guys make trades, Smokey. To like trade and stuff. It's a big April thing. April 27th is the draft. So like April 17th or 18th or something like that, guys will be able to, I'll drop the flag and you'll be able to call in and get your teams. And it will alternate between calls and texts until we have all 32 GMs. But you got to have 32 GMs or it doesn't work. All right, I promise you that story. When we get back, I'll tell you the story. Louisiana high school football coach says the only school not welcome on his campus, Alabama. Parkway High School coach David Feaster said that. Why? I'll tell you why when we return right here at 730-1039. Yeah.
Sports Radio 730 and 1039. The Op. WUMP.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Cavalier Kevin Love underwent arthroscopic knee surgery yesterday, and he could be out up to 6 weeks or more, according to the Cavs. Uh-oh! That is a huge blow to a team that was already struggling to hold on to the top spot in the East. A huge blow to a team that LeBron James already said was, quote, top-heavy as bleep. LeBron, Kyrie, and Love were doing all the heavy lifting themselves because nobody else has stepped up consistently to take any pressure off the big three. And because they were already busted up even before Love went down. Even with Love, LeBron and Kyrie were already playing way more minutes than the team wanted them to play. If I'm Coach Ty Lue, I dial back their minutes immediately, even if it does cost the Cavaliers the one seed. A healthy and sound LeBron and Kyrie is way more important than getting that top seed overall. I'm Jim Rome.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Pocket for Madison RV Supercenter is having their annual RV show and sale February 13th through the 18th with interest rates way down and discounts way up. Now is the perfect time to choose your new RV with the largest selection of latest models in the area. There's no need to go anywhere else but Madison RV Supercenter. Free parking, free admission, free food. Madison RV Supercenter is the only place to get your new RV, and the annual RV show and sale is the right time to buy. Don't miss this event. Madison RV Supercenter annual RV show and sale.
Do you enjoy your current sales and marketing job, or is it just a job? Can you truly make both good money and a difference for your clients? Cumulus Huntsville, operators of WZYP, WVNN, WHRP, The Ump, and Nash Icon, are looking for experienced sales professionals who are creative, persistent, and knowledgeable about today's business climate. If you want to work in a fast-paced, fun environment with excellent benefits and earning potential, apply online at Cumulus.com or call 256-830-8300. Cumulus Huntsville is an equal opportunity employer.
Are you at risk for whooping cough? Pertussis, also known as whooping cough, is an extremely contagious respiratory illness that can cause a violent cough lasting up to 10 weeks. Pertussis is spread through the air when an infected person breathes, coughs, or sneezes. Over 48,000 cases of pertussis have been diagnosed in the United States, the highest number of cases since 1955. And even though you may have gotten the DPT shot when you were a child, over time, your immunity to pertussis declines, leaving you and those around you at risk. Even if you've received a tetanus shot in the past, there's a high likelihood it did not contain pertussis protection. Receiving the tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis vaccine will not only protect you, but also prevent you from spreading the disease to others, especially to young children for whom whooping cough can be fatal. To find out more about the tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis vaccine, be sure to talk to your pharmacist or doctor today.
Facebook, where liking turns to love real quick. See the love on our page. Search UMP Sports.
More turnover at Alabama in the football program as Director of Football Operations Justin Dickens is leaving the program, according to AL.com. Dickens has been with the program since 2015. Previously was the Director of Football Operations at Michigan for the 2014 season. Before that, he was with the Indianapolis Colts and was a publicity guy way back in 2006 to 2010. It'd be interesting. He's an Austin Peay guy, by the way, 2003 graduate of Austin Peay. I'm more sensitive to Austin Peay guys now than before because I have a son that'll be going there next year. So now not only is Nick Saban looking for a offensive coordinator and a wide receivers coach, he's also looking for a director of football operations. So we'll see what happens there. John Cooper, who is a good friend, writes at Saturday Down South, Saban is in the middle of finding a new offensive coordinator currently, and he can afford to take his time and make the right hire because there isn't a time crunch. Well, they're 4 weeks away from spring football. A little more of a time crunch than you might think. I'm going to have to send a text to my good friend John Cooper. A little bit more of a time crunch, but we'll talk about all of that with Andrew Bone from Rivals.com a little bit later on in the show. So Louisiana high school football coach said on Wednesday, he said that Alabama, this is David Feaster, he said his players certainly can join Nick Saban's Crimson Tide, but he isn't going to help Alabama recruit kids there. Quote, LSU's welcome in my school anytime. The only school that can't come to Parkway High is Alabama. And there's a long story behind that, but it had to do with not being ethical in their recruiting. They can't come. Everyone else is 100% welcome. The reason there is a difference between an offer and a committable offer, something that he found out the hard way in the recruitment of former LSU quarterback Brandon Harris, who just transferred. He relayed a story, according to AL.com, he relayed a story of then-Alabama offensive coordinator Doug Nussmeier and then-wide receiver coach Billy Napier recruiting Harris. Well, by the way, Nussmeier's at Michigan and Napier's at Arizona State, so why is he holding this against the Tide? But anyway, quote, they love the guy. They say, hey, coach, we want to offer Brandon. I say, okay, good. How many quarterbacks have you offered so far? They said six or seven. So I said, so you really haven't offered anybody. Well, they said, well, coach, an offer from us at quarterback is really an offer to come to camp. I said, okay, I understand what you're saying. You're offering these kids to meet Nick Saban. It's a big deal and he might go. But what am I telling Brandon is that you only have so much money and so much time to spend. Go to the school. If you only have so much money and so much time to spend, go to the schools that have you atop their boards. Feaster pointed out that Ohio State, Ole Miss, Texas A&M, Baylor telling Harris that he was atop their boards. Auburn said that we want you right now, he explained. We want you to lead our recruiting class. We want some of these great athletes out of Louisiana to come with you. Feaster said Napier came back to Harris after seeing the quarterback's spring game and called him phenomenal. Napier calls me the next day and says, coach, I have some good news for you. Tell Brandon to call me on this phone during this period, and I'll put Nick Saban on the phone. We do that, and Saban says, you have a scholarship at the University of Alabama. So they gave him a scholarship offer. It was a committable offer. By the time he gets to campus in June, and I'm not saying Brandon was going to commit to Alabama, so, by the way, Harris did not commit. He's saying, I'm not saying he was going to commit to Alabama. it wasn't an option. Basically, what they told them was is that they've got other guys that are going to come through here, and I promised them a shot. So we have to wait and see then. Feaster made it a point to say his players know they can go to Alabama. I just don't want them on my campus. I don't want them making those kinds of offers. I'm not going to help Alabama recruit my guys. Feaster has a five-star wide receiver in Terrence Marshall and a four-star dual-threat quarterback in Justin Rogers. Quote, all I'm saying is this. If you offer Justin Rogers today and he doesn't commit, I understand that the offer may not be good a year from now. But if you offer him, you're making a committable offer. If you make a committable offer, then there needs to be a window where my guy can say, I'll take that offer and we'll be done. That never happened with Brandon. All it was them angling him to come to camp and competing against other guys, close quote. What's the problem with that? What's the problem with that? If they make an offer and the kid doesn't commit, how is it their problem that they have to keep this offer on the table forever? You generally only have one, maybe two quarterbacks per class. And, oh, by the way, how did that Brandon Harris thing work out? You know, maybe they knew what they were doing. But if you offer a kid a scholarship and he does not take the scholarship, I don't understand how that becomes a problem for that coach. Are they supposed to leave that out there for, we have made you a scholarship offer. How long are you supposed to leave that open for? Months? And then they say, well, you know what? We want you to come in. We're going to look at some other guys too. And you come in. The guy didn't take the commitment. I don't see that being a huge problem, to be honest with you. 866-485-9867. 866-485-9867. Now, if a kid commits, if a kid accepts the commitment, and then you back out of it, I have a big problem with that. That's not what I'm seeing there. Let's take a check at the Twitter window, at Tom Abraham Show. Rick and North Fort Myers, I figured you and the JYB would be together once a day and twice on Sunday. Gosh, no, man. That's not happening. Antonio said, I heard shift, and I know I should know the difference. I heard you today. You forgot to turn your mic off. Well, I don't turn my mic off. It's up to Smokey to turn my mic off. Maybe I should. Do I have to start? Rick and North Fort Myers. Don't shift here. It draws flies. If you want to take a shift, go down the hall and to your right. Brandon, do you think Tiger is suffering from not being able to use performance-enhancing drugs any longer?
I don't know about that. Might not want to go there.
Be Rich. Be Rich, welcome in. How are you?
Hey, Big Dog. I'm doing great. I just wanted to touch base with you here on this Brandon Harris and high school coach having some sour grapes. Big Dog, everybody knows that evaluating and recruiting quarterbacks in college, even into the NFL, is the toughest position to evaluate and recruit, and you have to treat it as such. Nobody is going to take a kid at a major Power 5 school where they've seen a highlight huddle film of their best plays. They're going to want them to come into camp. They're going to want to see them throw live. They're going to want to see how they perform when the bullets are flying. They want to lay their eyes on these kids. So this happens all the time. Kids that get offers or even kids that claim offers from Alabama that don't really have committable offers. So to me, this is a combination of a high school coach that's trying to kiss up to LSU and prove that, you know, he wants to be buddies with Orgeron. There's a lot of factors in play here. The fact that Bama has come down there is well publicized and pulled a lot of top kids out of there. So I think you've got a bunch of factors in play here. And I don't think anybody did anything wrong. I think this is just another example of because it's Alabama and because it's Saban, it's going to get the headline.
Appreciate the call, B. Rich. Now, I also think that the school board and the head of the school board should be in on the loop on that there as well. I don't know that that's good for the kids to be restricting a school from coming to your place. I don't get that. We'll be back.
Sports Radio 730 and 1039. The UMP. WUMP.
Alabama basketball hits the hardwood again, fresh off a loss to Kentucky, and looked to rebound against the all of a sudden hot Missouri Tigers. Coverage on Wednesday starts at 6:30 on the UMP, your exclusive home of Alabama basketball.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 200-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Psst, check that out.
Is Bill doing the Running Man?
Yep. Bill just switched to Cricket Wireless, and he's really feeling this whole free phone thing. He got a free Samsung Galaxy Amp 2 when he switched on a plan that's only $30 a month.
Oh, is that
the cha-cha?
Yeah.
Woo!
Shake those hips, Bill!
Cricket Wireless. Something to smile about.
Limited time offer while supplies last. Requires number ported and activation of eligible service. Minimum $30 per month. First month service charge due and sale. Tax may apply. Fees and restrictions apply. Coverage not available everywhere. $30 per month plan. Not eligible for auto pay credit or group.
Lawler's Barbecue is celebrating their 39th birthday through the end of February. With 10 locations to serve you, there's always something delicious right around the corner. Come in today for our succulent ribs or rib plates. Or how about our slow-cooked pork? Get a lunch bag to go. Or our famous pork plates. And everyone loves the stuffed potatoes at Lawler's Barbecue. Celebrate the 39th birthday of Lawler's Barbecue through the end of February. And we love saving you money. So this Friday morning at 9, get your $50 gift certificate for $25 for the sweet deal of the week. The half-price sweet deal never tasted so good. This Friday morning at 9, log on and click on the sweet deal. A $50 gift certificate to Lawler's Barbecue for $25. Delicious ribs and rib plates, slow-cooked pork, and those famous stuffed potatoes. It's the 39th anniversary of Lawler's Barbecue. Log on to umpsports.com.
Do you enjoy your current sales and marketing job, or is it just a job? Can you truly make both good money and a difference for your clients? Cumulus Huntsville, operators of WZYP, WVNN, WHRP, The UMP, and Nash Icon are looking for experienced sales professionals who are creative, persistent, and knowledgeable about today's business climate. If you want to work in a fast-paced, fun environment with excellent benefits and earning potential, apply online at Cumulus.com or call 256-830-8300. Cumulus Huntsville is an equal opportunity employer.
Think your child might have swallowed the wrong medication, gotten into your household products, had a reaction to a bite or a sting? Call the Poison Helpline first for fast, free advice from medical professionals. Call 1-800-222-1222 anytime, anywhere. Save the number. Save a life. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Premature birth is the number one killer of babies. Those who survive often face birth defects and complications that affect them for life. For hundreds of thousands of families in the United States, this is the hardest thing they will ever have to face. And it's even harder on the baby. March of Dimes is providing education and support to families and funding life-saving research to give every baby a fighting chance. You can help. Do something today. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Premature birth is the number one killer of babies. Those who survive often face birth defects and complications that affect them for life. A healthy birth is the dream of every parent. But for hundreds of thousands of families with a baby born too soon, the reality is their baby's first home is the newborn intensive care unit. It's the hardest thing they will ever have to face. And it's even harder on the baby. This is a crisis that knows no boundaries. 15 million babies are born prematurely worldwide. Nearly 1 million will die before their first birthday. Do something today. Help the March of Dimes provide education and support to families and fund life-saving research to give every baby a fighting chance. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Sports Radio 730 and 1039. The Ump. WUMP Madison. W28 OBA Madison Huntsville. A Cumulus station. Not.